It's Great Mondays Radio. I'm Josh Levine, your host, founder of Great Mondays. We help executives from hypergrowth technology and social enterprise organizations build cultures that attract, engage, and retain top talent. If you'd like to be a guest on our program, hang out for about 20 minutes and I'll tell you how. Hey everybody, welcome back to Great Mondays Radio. I've only had a few repeat guests, but this is one of them, and for a good reason. Liz Pavese is a principal business psychologist at Workday, and as well as the founder of Pavese Insights Lab, an advisory practice helping high-capacity leaders move through transitions. And I wanted to have her back because it feels like, are we all going through some sort of work crisis, maybe? Like, I think that's what's happening. I am talking to a lot of folks, and it just feels like there's a lot of struggle around what do I do now and how do I sort of meet this moment. And so Liz, I think, is coming to this very honestly and thinking about navigating career and identity transitions. And I wanted to talk to her, and I thought, well, we should probably record an episode as well, just to make sure that everybody else hears this. So, Liz, welcome back to Great Mondays Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Josh. I am so honored to be a repeat guest.
Probably one of two. we talked in 2023 about burnout, and that was a really compelling conversation. You since then have dug deep into and launched your own advisory practice, and you weren't, or at least you had an idea, but it wasn't quite where you ended up with this kind of moving through transitions. So I think it's a meta story about moving through transitions. Tell us how did you find this idea, and what sort of led you to this realization that we're all having a crisis, as I completely melt down here, as having a crisis of my own.
Well, I'll normalize it. I think we all go through the crises moments that we have, right? And it won't be the last that we experience. So I certainly am going through my own moment. And you're right. When I launched this practice, it started with a very different, not completely off from where I am now, but it had a different, very specified focus. And the more that I started to have conversations with people in my network, colleagues, trusted friends, and many founders, entrepreneurs that I'm actually interviewing as one of the projects that I have going on as part of my practice, what has been emerging so much in those conversations, as well as in the coaching and that I'm doing with many folks right now, is these insights, these feelings of stuck, of lost, of why does this feel so hard? So these kinds of themes started to really emerge in a pattern, and it made me reflect on my own journey 6 years ago, when I found myself back here in Seattle, going through and asking myself this very big question of where and how do I want work to show up in my life? And that was a very big, profound question for me, because what that meant was, to me, was starting to challenge how much work was making up a part of my identity. How much did I want that to be a part of my identity? Where was I in my own identity formation at this juncture in my life? And so it was just through these different conversations that I was having with people I'm coaching, founders I'm interviewing for this research project that I'm working on, that I really wanted to focus in on making career shifts, life stage shifts, this feeling of growth that feels hard more concrete for people and put some better language around it and give better tools and framework so it doesn't feel so hard. It actually gives some kind of map to the process.
Yeah, it is what I find really interesting about our about how you sort of came to this and described it to me is how we interpret the sort of sensory feelings of it and then mistake what that is for what's underlying it. Because so I guess my question is, at what point do we realize that fear stuck becomes transition? Or maybe that's not inevitable, I suppose. What, like, when you're talking to folks and they're like, I'm just, things just feel stuck, and you go, aha, you're having an identity transition crisis, whatever it is. Like, when it, like, does that tend to, do people tend to come to it on their own, but you help accelerate that? Or maybe they just don't even realize it at all.
It can be a couple of things. It can present as, like you said, a false signal. We could, you talked about burnout before. We often feel very exhausted and tired for a lot of different reasons. But a lot of time when we're on the precipice of a change, most of the time people, when they're coming at a change, whether they acknowledge, okay, I've been in this role for a while, or I've been in this career track for a while, or I have a major thing going on in my life, they recognize something has to change, but they might not know what that something is, right? But they have the feelings of it, like you said. It might feel like stuck. It might feel like lost. It might feel like I'm so tired because they're trying to figure out what it is that needs to change.
Right.
Manifests in a lot of different ways. And so what that kind of presents in a conversation, if I'm in a coaching conversation one-on-one, is my question around what is the motivation for the change? Like, what sprung that initial desire for the change to help us understand what are those other signals? And then figure out where in the process of the identity transition or identity kind of cycle, they might be getting stuck, or they might have something that's holding them back from taking that next step forward or figuring out what is a path or alternative paths to pursue. So I like to really listen for the thoughts, the feelings, and what it is that they've tried to do that has not worked. Because we often try to fix it, but nothing results from the fix. The ultimate change that we potentially desire isn't quite coming to fruition. And we repeat patterns.
Is it because they're trying to fix the physical feeling that, like, I'm burnt out, I just need more time off?
Yeah, it's like treating a symptom versus like the root
underlying
problem.
Right. I hear in this the gut brain coming in the fore, right? So, you know, I think in the past 20 or 30 years, there's been more science and more general acceptance of listening to our guts, and how you have that moment. And I do feel like there's some, you enter this, like at some point, you're going to enter somewhere along this continuum of awareness where it's like, oh, this means I have to change something more substantial. And what is more substantial than identity? I mean, that is right. Like that's it, right? Like they probably, and maybe you can flesh this out, but if I'm just sort of intuiting what you're saying, I need a different role. I need to work less. I need a different job. I need, you know, it's like, I'm trying, like, you don't, you're kind of casting about and maybe you land on it, but in fact, you're like, what is happening is your self, your transition, you're transforming yourself, which when you say it like that, it's like, whoa, like that is not just a new job, right? And that's gonna,
No.
yeah.
It could be that the new job is the thing that you need, but without understanding what that friction is inside, and
Yeah.
if the alignment is to a new thing, we won't know. You mentioned, right, the acceptance of trusting your gut, right, and really find and really aligning to like your inner wisdom and trusting that. And I think we tend to be more comfortable with that with experience in our life, because there's no greater
Yeah.
teacher than lived experience.
Yeah.
But what's really fascinating is that our when we say gut feeling, that is our enteric nervous system. It actually is like our second brain in our bodies. So that is actually like we feel before we think. We think that logic dictates our feelings, but that's actually not what
We
happens.
want, when not only do we think, we
We
want
want
to.
that to be
That's right. That's
the case.
right. Yeah. I have control.
And so there is so much power to actually listening to that gut feeling first,
Yeah.
because it does help us, it helps tell us, like, what do I think of that? How do I make sense of that? And then kind of start that process from there.
I started off the show by saying, like, we're all having a crisis. Do you sense, not that you've, I mean, you've done research, but I don't think you're collecting quantitative data. Do you have a sense, the same sense that I do, that it's like it's accelerating, or there's more people? Or is that just my sort of recency, or like location bias, right? Like, I'm just close to people who are experiencing this.
I think that there is a heightened level of like the desire for something else. And you see it in much greater droves in like millennial generation earlier on in their careers. You even see it, I think, in even already in, the Generation Z, that's the newest generation in the workforce, already kind of looking and seeking for whatever these changes might be. And I think a lot of that has much of that has to do with, I think, the ever-changing nature of the world of work over the last 20 to 30 years, and
Yeah.
that's only been accelerated, and big lights have been shown on the brokenness of the world of work in the last few.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I also feel that people truly want to do work that they feel not necessarily an existential connection to. But if you think about the fundamental human needs that motivate us, having a sense of autonomy, like a say in what we do, having a sense of connection to other people and a connection to the thing that we're doing, and a sense of purpose, a sense that I am contributing to something, what I'm doing is making some sort of impact in some way. I think that there's a lot more attention that people individually are paying to, how are those needs really being fulfilled? Where I am spending the majority of my time away from maybe friends, family, the things that I love to do in my life.
Yeah.
And they're not waiting for these empty promises of what a, especially here in America, what, big corporate life
Yeah.
could bring, because
Yeah.
there are no guarantees, there are no safety nets.
Yeah.
And I think it's compounded in certain industries more than others.
It feels my, well, so I'll put this out there, which is, we're now, you said accelerating, right? And of course, and then we've got AI, and everybody's either an AI boomer or an AI doomer or whatever. Regardless, there's massive change. And it feels like some kind of societal displacement or something where it's I had a role, and and this has always been the case where people have identity crisis and they want to change and mature and they do things there. That's fine, but there does feel like maybe one of the drivers is we are in a moment of extreme shift around. We can just call it, right? So global order, we've got internal, technology disruption, and that gut brain is saying where you were before that may have worked for you is no longer there. And our previous easy answers, not easy, but like knowable or more knowable answers. Oh, I'll come back to get another job, right? That's usually or like whatever it is, are not always the case. And so we as humans have to change as the world around us has to. I mean, you don't have to, but it does feel like for some people, you're like, it is like, oh, I had that. And in the what you described, that's how I thought of, that's how I think about the world. That's why, I started Great Mondays. That's why I'm doing this whole thing, right? It's because I care. And that sense of I want to connect to this. And now it's like these organizations don't care about us, right? And there's no socialization app. You're like, oh, something's different. And some of my presumptions maybe are no longer true. What do you think about that thesis?
I think that there's a lot of merit to that. And I believe part of that is there is so much more of a desired state of change and way of doing things differently from people and the people. And it's more that the structures and systems around us have not yet changed and adapted to really support that.
Okay.
Is more of my thesis,
I
but
love
it
that.
relates to what you're talking about, right? Because there's a mismatch there. And so if you think about, right, careers haven't for a long time, they've changed to this like lattice work of careers, right? There are certainly ladders and path like traditional pathways that exist. But I would hope that we have always been looking at people for their skills and experiences and capabilities. We've loved to talk about the transferable skills that people have. And yet, still to this day, recruitment processes, organizational design, how we put people into work is within these four walls of a job description or a role. And, all of this talk about a skills-based hiring and skills-based this, skills and experiences have always been important to important. And I hope we always have been hiring and looking for skills and the right
I
capabilities.
don't know, you
But
know.
I don't know if that's been what we've been optimizing for. And so, what's for people to, and I think people are starting to maybe, to your point, not see themselves in the places of their work, or maybe they are skeptical about how can I make these changes when I know I bring so much to the table? I know I've done this role and this kind of work and have had this impact, but this world around me is shifting, and that might not be the mold that exists anymore, but I know I could bring all this here. But if that company or that system and that all of that around me isn't viewing that as the same way and doesn't see what I can bring, to place me from where I was in A and say, you'd be great in D, then that's also, I think, what is perpetuating this like angstiness. And what makes these transitions feel even harder because it feels like this system is
Is
not
not,
working in your favor.
or that you can't, like, despite what you're doing, it's not working. In a second, I'm going to ask you about maybe a where to start as an individual, but I do want to reference. So what you're describing is this system is broken. And I've seen that too. And I have my other podcast is called The Job Market Shit Show. And it's just me opining about some conversations I'm having with people who are experiencing this very thing. And I think that's really relevant when you're bringing up, you're like, oh, we are changing. Society is changing. But the fact that we still have to submit a one or two page flat piece of paper to get like that a computer reads that is only looking for X, Y, and Z words, like it's stripping out all of the three dimensions and the flesh and blood and the skills that we can't even get a resume through. And now we're gaming the system. So it's like we're trying to change it. And the overall experience of the research that I'm doing is exactly that angst. You're like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? Right? Like, that's exactly it, just feels so hard. And so when you've got all of those things sort of pushing, maybe that in and of itself isn't pushing you in the identity change direction, but that in combination with this, and coming, you know, it's like it does. You're like, what I'm doing right now is not working. Like, that might be one of those realizations, perhaps.
No, it is 100%, a port, there is, lately, I've had many clients that are, I would say, fit in that bucket of like career coaching, right? They're thinking about a change, or they're preparing for a shift, or, they're on a contract job, and, or they know that, or they have been recently laid off, right? There's all of these different combinations. And I have just happened to find myself working with quite a few people, in this very specific kind of career, these career
I mean,
conversations.
this is the context, right? Like, this is one of, to your point about your experience 6 years ago, you're like, oh, this is a major part of my life. And that's how I'm thinking about it. All right, let's get to practical. How can someone listening start if they're having these feelings of exhaustion or a gnawing, like something's not right, or if they're just sort of starting on their journey to kind of assess whether this is in fact about identity, and I guess we can talk about what that means in a second. I just realized we like there's a whole nother piece of this conversation, but let's start with just like, what's the first thing? What do I do as someone who's like, God, something is off.
Well, I think that's kind of the first thing is to kind of take that pause and say, and one, acknowledge, okay, there is something off here. And I know that not everybody is comfortable with introspection or reflection, but I think if you can find the way that that works for you, asking yourself a few kind of key questions of, am I the kind of like the whys behind that exhaustion, right? Am I exhausted because I'm doing too much in my work? Am I exhausted because I'm disconnected from my work? Am I exhausted? Like, we're trying to get to that, the root of that issue. I like the five whys. That's a
The
great
five
little,
whys,
it's a
right?
great
Ask
little
why.
tool,
Ask why.
but it's very
I
powerful.
do it with my clients, and I probably should do it with myself, right? You're like,
It's super
okay, why? Like,
powerful.
so you're saying, you're like, we were talking about autonomy before. Do I not have enough autonomy? Am I not seen? Am I not right? Like, you, one, a human shows up and doesn't get recharged if any of these things are kind of off base. So what is that?
So you could start there. You can ask about, if you have, a lot of people have very defined values for their life. And well, how are those values working for you? And where are they being met? Is it that is what's happening in your work and how you're showing up in life and what's going on? Is it fulfilling those values? Is there a friction against those values? That can be really important information. It can either tell you you're not living in alignment with your values, and that is why you need a change, or maybe your values also need a change and a refresh too, because our values change as our lives change.
Well, they have changed. It's calling them out, defining them, right? Like
Yeah.
that's maybe there's a mismatch, or it's like previously it
Exactly.
was this and now it's this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's been something with one of my with one client, they didn't even have like a real understanding or an articulation of their values. And with one, they were like, actually, this is a new one for me. So it that can be really powerful. One other practical thing I'll offer is that we often, and this I'm sure this comes up, you know, with some of your clients and some of the work that you do as well, is that as we start to make shifts, right? And think about like classic shifts, like maybe you're an individual contributor moving into a manager role, or maybe you're a person who's saying, I am ready to jump ship from this corporate life and starting my own thing. That's a totally new role set of perspective. When you step into something new, we often bring our old rules and old scripts with us. Now, some of them work, but most of them won't, right? What got you, almost that adage, what got you here won't get you there. And that's true. And so you can often challenge what are those assumptions and those beliefs about what makes me successful in my role or in this stage and say, does that still pertain to now? And if not, what's the new rule? What's the new script that I need to rewrite?
That's really compelling. I feel like we cannot end the episode without defining what identity is or talking a little bit about that. And I feel like I that's not, I just wanted to jump in, but maybe we should have started with it. But when you're thinking about and you're talking about identity transitions, give me a little bit of a overview of what in fact we are, what we're saying.
So the way that I like to define identity is it's kind of your internal operating system, your set of rules, your narratives, your the what you how you determine the way you see yourself, how you process the world, and how you take ownership and authorize like your own actions. So kind of your own internal OS, if you will. And so when you are really clear on what those rules and who you are and sort of how you've authorized kind of your own voice and authority, that's what you might proclaim as that's me. That's my identity. This is how I identify. When you start to feel friction, that's identity drag. When you start to feel that heaviness, that feeling of lost, that feeling of why is this so hard? That's like identity drag because you're starting maybe to need to transition part of that operating system to be successful in a new place.
So interesting. Well, we might have to have you back a third time and get into even more more of this conversation, but this has been incredibly, incredibly insightful, and I'm taking this in personally, and I hope folks who are listening are also like feeling the sort of gravity of this and illumination, really. So thank you so much for coming on. Liz Pavese Insights Lab, also a principal business psychologist at Workday. You can find out more about her at Pavese Insights Lab, Pavese InsightsLab.com. Liz, thanks for coming back on Great Mondays Radio. I really appreciate it.
Oh, this was so much fun. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Great Mondays Radio. Hey, if you want to be a guest, head over to radio.greatmondays.com. And if you think this episode was interesting and your friends and fans would enjoy it, please share on social media. And if you want to get more people to understand the power of company culture in business today, please rate and review Great Mondays Radio on your podcast feed. It really helps us reach more people. If you want to hear more candid conversations with culture leaders, subscribe to Great Mondays Radio. I'd love to connect with you. Find me on LinkedIn at AKA Josh Levine, on YouTube at Great Mondays, and you can always email me, josh@greatmondays.com. Find out more about our work with hypergrowth technology and social enterprise organizations at greatmondays.com. I'm Josh Levine. Thanks for listening to Great Mondays Radio.